And the fun just keeps coming. Welcome to Fun Friday here on KPCW. I'm your host, John Burdick.
And I'm Jan Williams.
And we are here to tell you what is fun to do here in town and around for the weekend. So Fun Friday, the first place to find out what's going on and plan your weekend accordingly. We have two very fun guests coming in. Carrie will be here, and Catherine. Carrie coming in, talking about what's going on at Deer Valley as we speak. I think they start up, 10:05 is when the Ladies Mogul qualifications are starting today at Deer Valley. So Catherine Westerberg will be here to talk about that. And then where's Catherine's coming in?
Yes, Catherine's coming in, but yep. I just want to say, if you want to go to the Deer Valley thing, we'll write you a note so you can get out of work
exactly.
And get out of school. But Fun Friday said they'd write me a note, so we'll write you a note so you can go see this and take the afternoon off.
Based on my handwriting, they'll think it's a doctor, so we're all set.
Thanks.
Granted, I didn't go to like 9 years of medical school just to learn how to
scribble. I drove by
name.
Medical school for 9 years, so there you go.
There you go. So Fun Friday crew will get you out of work with our own note writing capabilities, so you can go check out what's going on at Deer Valley. But I'm sure we have some questions that we can ask Carrie, other than just getting out of work, about what's going on with this competition. So
yeah, it'll be fun. And Catherine Veter will be in from Swanner, so they've got a lot of spring. So we've got winter skiing and spring all mixed together. Winter and spring, can't decide what to do, so do them both.
Spring has sprung. And how was your spring break last week? You get to go.
Exhausting. I'm telling you, that 2-for-1 senior dinner at 4 o'clock is exhausting.
You did the blue hair special,
absolutely.
Huh?
Excellent. When in Florida, do what you're supposed to do. Shuffleboard,
yes.
Early dinner, lots of ice cream, walking on the beach.
Did you see the professional shuffleboarders that have like those, you know, they have like pool cues that they set up together?
Yeah, well, one guy did try to get this big long box on the plane, and that was not going to happen. So I thought it was a pool cue, and then I thought, might be the shuffleboard cue.
Okay, so he was trying to smuggle on his own shuffleboard cue
because it couldn't sit. It did not fit in that little box where you're supposed to test your luggage, and nobody does. And
right.
He insisted that he only had, you know, she said you get two carry-ons, and he had three things. He goes, but this is, you know, my guitar. And she said, well, that's three things. He goes, but I only have two carry-ons and a guitar.
Ah, so he's trying to argue the whole
semantics. And then there was this other guy with the whole box in his pool cues.
And his pool cues.
Like, we are late, pal. Take another flight. Let's go. So it was fun. It was fun to be in the sand and the sun. And
well, welcome
and
back.
I personally am
glad you're back here to Fun Friday, because Frida was fun as your replacement, but it's always more fun to hang out with Jan,
thanks.
The original Fun Friday fanster.
The original Jan.
The original Jan, not the copy.
Well, there are two Jan Williams in Park City.
Are there really?
Yes, there are.
Excellent.
So I'm sorry, clone, but I'm the original. So you can call me, we'll talk.
All
okay.
Right. Well, we're gonna get to some underwriters here, and then we'll be back with Carrie from the U.S. ski team competitions going on at Deer Valley. So stay tuned right after these messages.
The Wasatch Brew Pub is proud to support KPCW, offering Opry Hour 7 days a week from 4 to 6 with fire and ice shots and an appetizer menu. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Hi, it's Lynn Rossetto-Casper. This week we're talking about the Rodney Dangerfield of bodily fluids, saliva, with science writer Mary Roach. And what about you, Michael Stern?
Lynn, we're going for some politically correct huevos scorcheros on the coast of Oregon.
That's The Splendid Table from APM.
Join KPCW every Sunday morning at 9 for The Splendid Table, sponsored by the River Horse on Main.
All right, and welcome back to Fun Friday. Carrie Westberg, welcome to Fun Friday.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So we've got some competitions going on as we speak right after the show today, as a matter of fact. Is that right?
We do. Deer Valley Resort's hosting the Freestyle Nationals this weekend, starting today. We have competitions. We've got a mogul competition finals starting at 2:30 this afternoon.
Wow.
Oh, finals at 2:30. Finals.
Sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we got the qualifiers coming up.
We do. Qualifications start at 10 o'clock. So get your coffee and head up there.
Thanks for waiting till after Fun Friday. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
They're scheduling these things like we can't start at 9.
Scheduling. No. We've got Fun Friday. There's no way we can start
we
the competition.
We can't compete with that. Mm-mm.
Absolutely.
So thank you for that. Okay. So at 10 o'clock.
10:05.
10:05. Qualifications start for ladies. Rolling into 12:20. for the men's qualifications. And again, 2:30. Bring on the finals with the ladies starting at 2:30 and the men going on at 3:05.
So these qualifications, can you tell us a little bit about, I mean, who are these people competing? Or?
We've got the U.S. freestyle team. The U.S. freestyle athletes will be back on home soil competing. And we've also got 21 clubs from throughout the nation. And these athletes compete in their regions throughout the nation, and then they qualify, and then they're invited to the event.
So like the top 2-3 qualifiers of each of these teams gets
correct.
To come and
yep.
play.
Yep. And nice. Different teams will bring different numbers of athletes depending on quotas and numbers, and they do gain points.
Now, so. This is a point event, and if they win these competitions, where do they go on from?
This is the last stop this season. This is the last time that they'll be competing. So it's their last chance, and they can hopefully look forward to you know, getting that title and then winning the U.S. National Championships.
Did you start it off with The Last Dance by who sings that song? It's your last,
Dance. Last Dance, Donna
your
Summer.
Last Dance for ski.
Yeah, so wow. It's their last chance to battle it out for the U.S. Championship title.
So it could be quite spectacular if this is the last one. I would think they'd go all out because
absolutely,
this is it. So
absolutely.
The best get better.
Correct, yeah. And we move on to aerials tomorrow.
Yes.
So high-flying aerials.
And that starts at 11.
Correct. Ladies and men's qualifications begin at 11 and go to about noon. And then the ladies and men's finals begin at 12:15, all on White Owl, right up at Deer Valley.
Okay, so how do you get there? Where is White Owl if somebody's new to town and may not know?
White Owl and Champion. Champion's the mogul run. White Owl's the aerial run. And both venues are right there at the base at Snow Park Lodge.
Okay.
So as you park, you can look up and you can see actually athletes competing right there on the Mogul Hill and the Aerial Hill. And it's about a 15-minute walk if you're to walk up from the parking lot, depending on what shape you're in. Snow boots, ski boots, whatever. But from the parking lot, we give you, you know, we estimate about 15 minutes to get up the hill. And we do have a walking pedestrian path as we do during World Cup. So if you're not skiing that day and you do just want to walk up, bring the kids, bring a sack lunch, bring your picnic and hike on up the hill and
great.
Join the fun.
Well, good. And then if you do want to just get some skiing in or you're inspired to ski, you can ski Deer Valley during the day and then come down for these competitions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the best, you know, the best route to get there would be to get on Carpenter chairlift and go up Carpenter and come on down and get some turns on Big Stick and come right on down to the venue and you're right there ready
for
the action.
You're doing so well and then you watch
and then you
guys and go, oh.
Yeah, you look over, you're on Big Stick and you look over to Champion and see him hitting the bumps. And
I don't see anybody in snowplow. Snowplow championships.
Yep. Yard sale champion right here.
And you just go, and you go back on the chair. Boy. But that's interesting. You could go check it out, ski, check it out, or just walk up and
yeah, make the day of it. Ski around, sure. Come back, check out the competition, go out for a few more runs, have lunch, come back.
Like it. So we don't have to write anybody for a note for Saturday. It might
Saturday,
just be today.
So they can come out. And
okay. Tomorrow's at 11. So you can sleep in.
Yeah.
And then go up, and that'll be fun. Sunday, anything going on Sunday?
Absolutely. We've got dual moguls on Sunday. With the dual moguls beginning at 11:40, and it'll go all day to about 2:55, 3:00, with awards wrapping up at 3:10. And we did not have duels this year during World Cup because it being an Olympic year. So really exciting to have duels back because that's a fan favorite for sure.
Wow,
I've seen that. I think it would be more impressive to see it in person than on TV.
It is absolutely. It's you know, these athletes go head to head. They are bombing down the hill. They're trying to get across that finish line first.
I'm going to circle this one because I think that's the one I'm going to go to.
Yeah,
again,
absolutely.
You can, any day you go, you can walk up.
Any day you can go, you can walk up. And again, the events are free. Bring as many people as you want, family, friends, and make a day of it.
Cheer them on.
Cheer them on. Yeah, watch these U.S. athletes really battle it out.
I would think a big crowd on the sidelines. I know when they're doing their competition, they're not noticing the crowds, but when you're standing up there and you got a lot of people, it's got to be inspiring.
They do. A lot of the athletes will mention that they do hear the crowd, and Deer Valley is one of their favorite places to compete, so they love it. So yeah, the more the merrier, and the louder the crowd, the better.
Yay! I can go be loud on a Sunday.
Bring your cowbells and your loud voice.
Where did that even come from? All the cow.
Do we know?
Do we know where the cowbell came from?
You know, I don't. I probably know, my guess. I mean, I. It's a big European thing, and it's huge in Alpine. But I don't want to be the one to say what it is. But
so people would just bring their cows.
Maybe
to the
one
event
of our fans knows. Let's ask our fans.
If anybody out there knows the
origin,
or is faster at Google than I am, what is the origination of the cowbell in the cheering on of Winter Olympic game type events?
I don't know. 655-8255. Call us and we'll put you on the air because I would like to know. It is fun to make noise.
It is. Absolutely. I'd love to know the answer to that too.
So the dual mogul events on Sunday, They ever do like synchronized moguling? So like you have two people that are coming. See,
I
like to think outside the box.
Like
so you got synchronized swimming, one of my favorite events.
Well, there was synchro back in the day.
Is there really?
There was.
Oh, okay.
There was synchro skiing. But
two people had to ski and do the same
tricks or an acrobatic, like a routine.
Like a pregame show.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little warm up. Wow, yeah, you work on that.
I did. I'm starting it up. I'm bringing it back. Old school.
There with my cowbell.
There you go. There you go.
More cowbell.
Dual cowbells for you in synchronicity.
Yes.
Nice.
That's just sick. So when is the last day of skiing at Deer Valley?
Deer Valley Resort closes on Sunday, April 13th.
April 13th.
Yep. Come on out for the last few weeks. The skiing is great. Great spring skiing and
a little dusting
snow.
Last night. Yep. Should be fun up there.
Absolutely. So, and exciting enough, it's easy to remember, we close on the 13th.
Okay.
And then we open for summer operations on June 13th.
June 13th.
Yep.
Okay. What do you do in the meantime? Take a little nap?
Vacation, you know, we all get sleep. Out here for a bit.
Get out.
Stop.
Breathe.
I know how it is.
Sleep for just a little bit.
Okay, April 13th, June 13th. That's fun.
Yeah, so that's easy to remember. And, you know, we've got everything still open right now. Restaurants are open through the 4th, evening restaurants. So come out and still enjoy the great fare and food at Deer Valley.
Oh, yeah. I will give a big shout out and a plug for the carrot cake.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the only place I eat carrot cake, and I only have it once in a while.
And it's a big slice, too.
Oh, yeah, it's way too much. Then you have to walk up and go watch the championship.
Exactly. That's right. Go in, have your carrot cake, and then walk up to watch the U.S. Freestyle Nationals.
I think it'll be great, and the weather looks like it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, a little partly cloudy, sunny tomorrow, and they say a little storm maybe on Sunday, but
that's
still,
okay.
I'm
still coming up.
Still a great competition.
And it's a good short day. That is a short day. 11:40 to about 3:00.
Yep.
And at the finish area.
Yep.
So everything's right there at the bottom.
Everything's right there. And the awards will be hosted right in the finish area of the venues. So stick around and watch those athletes be awarded their
great
awards.
Now, is this going to be recorded so somebody can see it elsewhere if they miss it?
It will. We will. It will be aired on NBC.
Okay.
On April, I believe it's...
Coming soon, sometime
soon.
In April.
Yeah,
you have two choices.
Stay tuned.
April 13th or June 13th.
Correct.
Those are your choices. They're going to show it.
It'll be on NBC, which is exciting. So another
network. Because then you'll be there with your cowbell and you'll be on NBC and go, oh, yeah, it was so much better to see it live.
Yeah. And, you know, we're just really excited to be able to host the event with Heavenly not being able to and our partners at the U.S. Ski Team coming to us and seeing if we could help out. And we were, you know, we scrambled a bit, but we are, you know, Deer Valley's really come together to help put the event together. And we're really excited to be
like
able to host it.
A last minute thing.
We got to get this word out there. The event was scheduled for Heavenly in California, but unfortunately due to the ski conditions.
They had to shut that mountain early.
So they weren't able to produce the event. So
sorry for them, but good for
us.
Win for us and win for you out there that are either visiting town or live here in town. Something going on right here for you to enjoy this weekend.
And it's free. And
that's
the best of the best.
It's our favorite Fun Friday
word.
And it's the last one.
And it's the last one, absolutely.
So it'll be all out. Great, thank you.
Well, Carrie, everyone that comes on to Fun Friday leaves here a little bit smarter, so I have found some facts that you probably don't know.
About the cowbell.
No, I didn't find the cowbell one. I found out that deer's can't eat hay, though. That was something that just kind of blew my mind. And then the duckbill platypus can store as many as 600 worms in its pouches or cheeks.
Who knew?
Now you know, and now you're smarter having come to Fun Friday.
Wow, well, thank you.
So maybe we have a caller calling in. Maybe they figured out where the cowbell came from. Hey, welcome to Fun Friday. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Chardonnay
Zinfandel. Oh, my God. Chardonnay, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
What's the story on the cowbell?
Yeah, what's the cowbell?
The reason people ring the cowbells at ski events is, number one, to motivate the skier, and number two, to save said spectator's voice.
Their voice.
Okay.
But why the cowbell?
Because it's freaking loud.
Because it's freaking
loud.
Okay.
You know, there's some lying around, so that was...
And it's like a European thing.
Okay.
It had
to
originate
in Europe.
So it originated in Europe. Well, thank you,
thanks,
Chardonnay.
Europe. We are smarter.
Okay. Yeah, right?
Yes.
Now we're smarter, and so are the rest of our Fun Friday listeners.
Cheers.
Bye.
More cowbell. See, had I known, I'd have worn the T-shirt. Yes. Maybe I will on Sunday.
And I do have the air date.
Okay. So what do you got?
Yes, it's April 3rd. At 6:30.
Yeah, but you don't want to wait till April 3rd.
No, but if you do miss it, if you do, we want you at the event. Come on up. But you do have one last chance on NBC Sports Network, April 3rd.
And I've got all these cowbells in my garage that I've been dying to get rid of.
John's going to come up wearing all of these cowbells.
So you take the bus, passing out cowbells.
Hand them out and take the bus, because taking the bus during the Olympics was huge fun, I got to say.
Here is an entrepreneur event. How fast can you go and purchase a bunch of cowbells and bring them to Deer Valley? For the
and
weekend.
And make some noise.
And make some noise.
Oh, my.
And they do come in all shapes and sizes.
Yes.
There you go.
There we go.
Certain restrictions may apply.
And it looks like there's a forecast that we might even get some more snow by Sunday. So looks like almost 90% chance of snow on Sunday night.
Yeah,
so.
And there was pretty good snow on the Heber side the last couple days.
Yep.
That there you go.
This side did not get. So, all right. Thank you very
Carrie,
much.
Thanks so much
you.
For being on Fun Friday.
Thank you for having us.
See you Sunday.
See ya.
10 gorgeous dancers, one night of extraordinary contemporary performance. Trey McIntyre Project dances into the Eccles Center spotlight Saturday, March 29th. Adventurous and unpredictable, says the Chicago Tribune. Trey McIntyre and his dancers deliver a powerful performance. Show starts at 7:30. Tickets start at $20. Call the Always On Their Toes staff at 655-3114. Brought to you by the not-for-profit Park City Institute, educating, illuminating, and entertaining since 1998.
Red Ledges, minutes away from Park City, is a four-season lifestyle community with custom homes and home sites with views available. The Red Ledges private community offers swim and fitness club and dining. More information at redledges.com.
That's all there is. .com. I'm waiting for more.
Yes.
We have more.
We have much, much more. So that's going on at Deer Valley this weekend. You can put that on your punch card of things to do. But we also have other events that are going on in town.
Yep.
Such as
free stuff, free music, Spring Groove at Canyons on Saturday and Sundays at 3:00. And there's also an Opry music series at Park City Mountain Resort. So we'll let you know. Pick your resort. And go. Doesn't even matter who's playing. Just go. It's 3:00 both places.
Both places.
You just stroll up there and listen to music, have some fun, have something to eat.
Or ski up there and then
when you're
tired.
You can ski around. You can stroll up there. It doesn't matter. So
yeah, you don't actually have to go just to ski. You can go hear the music.
You can go and do stuff.
But skiing also. Getting in that last minute spring skiing. Spring skiing now is the most fun, I think.
Is spring skiing, and I can't quite remember, are there more locals spring skiing or is it big visitor spring skiing time?
I mean, the month of March traditionally is your spring breaks across the country.
Okay.
So depending on what part of the country.
March is the visitors.
March is, I mean, for my notice patterns is that throughout the month of March, there are different spring breaks that go on, say, from Texas to California, and they're all at different times, and Florida, of course. And so based on when those schools are out, those kids and families come out to Park City and enjoy a week of
family fun. So March is visitors, and then April, those last 2-3 weeks, is all locals to get
tends to be a little bit more locals
last run in.
Yes. Where everybody, I mean, but the thing for me, the spring skiing is that you get to shed the layers of clothing and enjoy the great, you know, ski in the morning, and then all of a sudden in the afternoon it's nice and warm.
Do you make that last run of the season the hardest run you've done this year, or do you make that last run the easiest one as you wrap up your season?
I've learned to not even make the last run, to just sit and have a, you know, an adult beverage. There's no last run for me. It's just sitting back watching other people on their last run while I enjoy a frosty adult beverage.
Well, you got till April 13th, which seems so far away, but this is the end of March.
Yes, this is officially what is today, the 28th? Wow.
March 28th, so the last Friday of the month, the end of the month. April is right there, so, you know, get your skiing in.
April's right around the corner.
It's here. So that's
Tuesday.
Spring and that skiing. You got the Easter bunnies and you got the skiing and all sorts of fun things.
Well,
yes. April Fool's Day.
That is Tuesday.
I'm not a huge April Fool's Day. I never did the big pranks thing.
Really?
And
mom got me up once on a Saturday to go to school because it was April 1st, and I had no clue.
Didn't know.
That was not a good prank. But,
yeah.
But mom won.
I will say that Zach got me with the same prank 2 years in a row. So he might be the champion.
Yeah.
I fell for it the first April Fool's, and then April Fool's the very next year. He was smart enough to do the exact same thing and got me again with
really?
It. So that's pretty good.
What did he get you with?
Well, you know, you put the little they used to have, and I don't think they have them anymore, but they used to have the sprayers in the sink, the hand sprayers.
Oh, yes.
So he had either taped or tied down or rubber band. So when you turn the water on, it sprays at you. So when he's a kid, they just thought, Zach and Nate just thought that was the funniest thing. So
to
I
get
turned
Bob
it on.
Sprayed with
I
water.
Really, they really did get me. So I was like, ha, 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 that was pretty funny. And they just roared and thought it was a riot and laughed. Well, next year rolls around. I didn't think of it. They did it again.
Nice.
Smart enough to get me twice.
Yeah, you're running around and you don't even realize that it's April Fool's. But there's so many magazines that put out an April Fool's edition, and you know, people get all caught up in listening to these news stories that aren't particularly real.
Yeah, the two big ones in history. In New York City, there was a fake press release about April Fool's Day parade, every year. And one of the pranks was in 1996, they ran a story that said Taco Bell had purchased the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, and they were going to rename it to Taco Liberty Bell, and everybody believed it.
So that was
like,
Texas?
Oh, no. That was, well, it came out of New York.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, like the New York paper. So, and then the other big one that is probably the biggest one, the BBC had a hoax, and this was in 1957. So, you know, people are going to believe things where now you don't necessarily believe anything, but what comes out on Fun Friday? Because
yes,
we will tell you the truth. Anyway, their deal was they did this big story about a bumper crop of spaghetti in Switzerland. So everybody believed
the spaghetti fields
they
in
were
Switzerland.
Spaghetti in Switzerland.
Didn't they also have? They had pictures. I think they had pictures of these people going through and with big baskets and pulling.
They had a 3-minute report of a Swiss farmer carefully plucking or harvesting these strands of spaghetti from trees, and they were inundated. The BBC was inundated with callers going, "How do I grow a spaghetti tree?" So it was the great hoax of 1957.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know. And I guess it has its origins way
the
back.
Calendar
yes,
changed.
So that's the whole reason that the Tuesday April Fool's events have started go all the way back to what the
1600s. 16th century.
Yep.
So they switched New Year's Day from April 1st to January 1st. So everybody who continued to celebrate the New Year's on April 1st were the fools.
Was a fool.
So be smart. Get up. Don't. Don't turn on the sink.
Yes.
Don't put
a little weary of what you hear on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So if you can, you know, somehow mentally adjust yourself to realize that Tuesday might be a little prankster.
Maybe it's a good day just to
stay home. A merry prankster kind of day.
Just go skiing.
Just ski.
Yeah. There's some events going on Saturday. The Ability Snow Challenge is Saturday from 8 to 2. It's the Halti Ability Snow Challenge. It's a fun-filled day of skiing, snowboarding, and friendly competition at Park City Mountain Resort.
Nice.
So that's going on at National Ability Center. If you need more information, 649-3991. So that'll be fun. Looking for something fun to do, or maybe you want to sit and enjoy the talents of others.
Okay.
Park City Institute, Trey McIntyre Project. So that's dancers.
Yeah, and they were talking about this is the last tour of this particular dance troupe.
So I think
get out and check it out.
It's fascinating. There's such athletes. It's just fascinating to watch dancers.
And there's so many different influences with this particular style. You get a little bit of everything coming into that group.
Yeah, and that's also on Saturday. That's at 7:30, 655-3114 for the Park City Institute, who also still have tickets for Garrison Keillor. That will be on Thursday night. You can go call that same number, 655-3114. So Garrison Keillor, of course, is storyteller, author, and host creator of NPR's A Prairie Home Companion. So if you're into that, you could check that out, too. What a variety of stuff.
Sounds like fun. Hey, welcome to Fun Friday. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Christy from the Egyptian Theater.
Well, hello.
We're going to mention what's going to be that we still have 1 weekend left of My Fair Lady.
How's it been going so far?
Oh, it's been going great. People are just saying it's like the best show they've seen, not only at the Egyptian, but, you know, sometimes
ever.
Like, I go to New York every year, and this is way better. So
wow.
Really proud of it and really happy to share it with the community. Hopefully people will come for our last weekend.
Well, there we go. And tickets are available at parkcityshows.com, or you can call Amber in the box office and her staff.
Yep. 649-9371.
Is Amber in the box office?
What's that?
She tends to hang out there. Is Amber there today?
Well, isn't she part of the show?
She's the director.
There you go.
She's the director of the show, yep.
And she has time to take tickets?
Yeah. Well, apparently, you know, the director, their job is pretty much done when the show opens, so...
Oh, you know, so she's got all this time on her hands. She can go out and sell some tickets and sit in the box office.
Oh, Amber's going to love you, Christy. And, her job's pretty much done.
I don't know if anyone has mentioned it, but next weekend opens the Park City Follies.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We've been toying with that all day.
Yes, we have. If you can go to anybody out there that's not a Facebook fanster of Fun Friday, go up there and see what I got to look at when I walked into the studio this morning, right, sitting on the desk. So there's a picture there if you jump onto our Facebook page.
Oh, that was a nice little... nice little tease there.
Thanks. But yes, the Follies, which we have been in rehearsal for. I actually will be on stage at the Egyptian next Thursday. When do we open? Thursday, I think?
April 4th.
April 4th. So we'll be there all week next week.
Next week, last I checked, there was like one seat here, one seat there. But there were probably like 9 seats for the whole weekend.
Really?
That was a few days ago. So yeah. So anyone who is playing... I'm going, and people always call, like, they call, you know, your personal cell phone.
Oh, yes.
Well, like, can you get me tickets? Like, no, it's either sold out or it's not sold out. You know, there's not, like, I have a seat in my pocket. But
it's not magical.
You don't have that little fold-up chair you can just put right in the middle of the aisle?
Oh, that inflatable one with the sports team on the back. Here.
Where am I?
I got a footstool.
But, you know, every year it sells out, so people are thinking they're going. And they should get on it and get tickets for the second weekend.
And I want to mention...
And the shows are Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So the first weekend we're Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
And then the second weekend we're Wednesday, Thursday.
Wow.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay,
and
so
Sunday.
The first one we actually have a Sunday show.
Okay, and this is a big fundraiser for the Egyptian, correct?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because we don't pay those guys anything.
Thanks. I really appreciate that.
And you got to sell your own tickets.
Exactly. And we get to sell our own tickets. No, we've been, a lot of us have been doing this show.
During intermission, John will be out doing the concessions.
Thanks. I'm now not only have to learn all my songs and my dancing and the lines, I actually have to learn the pricing structure of your foods.
Of your, nice. Your offerings during
well,
nap
the popcorn,
time.
You can have anything between the Koopy dolls and the Chiclets.
Well, what else are you going to do during halftime intermission? Don't you have time?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I've got so much time in between the show. This year I've got a lot of lines.
I was asking the creative writing staff, how do they know when the show is done?
They
how
don't.
Do they
know they
when keep it's written?
It.
Because, you know, I read the Park Record and I'm like, well, the script is probably changing.
It is. They added another song last night. So
do they take something out, or is the show just longer?
They just know. I mean, there was I came back from, I was in Vegas for a pizza thing this last couple days, and then I got back, and there was another song added, and I'm like, okay. So they do not stop. They just keep creating, and that's the beauty of this particular show, is that it is up to the last minute funny here in Park City. And
if it's going to be a timely and current topics,
yes.
Current topics are changing constantly, so...
It's cured, and I think that, you know, the as the cast has been coming together, they're coming up with ideas, and it truly is one of the best parts of this whole process is the creative process that we get to be part of, and it for us is hopefully as much fun as the audience, sometimes a little bit more fun, but I mean it's just a blast being up there and being able to bring this type of show to Park City and to have such great support from the Egyptian as well as all the people here in town. So if you haven't
it's not your acceptance speech, John.
No, I'm not. I'm just literally. I am so thankful that this
exists.
Like
to thank the Academy too.
So, exactly.
Hey, let me just ask you this: is there any alcohol involved in the creative process?
Not. I mean, not really. I mean, I don't. I mean, there are some people that maybe imbibe here and there,
because then it's only funny at the time if
exactly.
you do that.
So, that is probably true.
So, but yeah, I mean, as we go through, I'm sure that the alcohol definitely helps to influence, but it's not like the main source.
Were you telling me the story that the first Follies that the cast left halfway?
That's Tom Claude's story. He usually likes to tell us right at the opening of these for the new people.
Follies lore.
The Folly lore of all the years. And, of course, I've been lucky enough to be involved with this will be my my 12th one of these.
That's a lot.
So I've got a lot of good stories from behind the scenes.
You're going to have to put together the best of follies
and just do a live best of. There's been talk of doing that, yeah.
Greatest hits?
The greatest hits, because there's still people coming up to me from years past like, hey, do you remember when you did this? And I'm like, yeah. It's like, that was really funny.
The K-Tel Ronco version?
Exactly.
Of the best of.
So, yeah, the best of. But I mean, I wonder how well that would be. That would be a big challenge for the creative team to pull together all those different plot points for the best of, or how we would do it. But, you know, I don't.
Well, if it had been filmed, then you could put together like a, you know, a film montage.
Right.
I'm sure it's on YouTube.
To see how it's grown.
It's already on YouTube, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that starts April 4th, and it goes through the following weekend.
And as Christy just let us know, that there are just a few tickets, so get them quick. Get on the line to parkcityshows.com. You can go in and find what seats are left for the first weekend, or buy second weekend tickets, and come and watch people like myself be up there performing and making you laugh. Christy, I can't wait to see you in your blow-up chair somewhere in there in the theater.
Yes, the big giant chair with the Packers on the back. I had one of those, the big green one. Do we have a fun Friday fact for our
guest? Oh, should we give her a fun
guest?
Friday fact?
Sure.
Let's see. We have,
No, you get a fact.
Well, here
you
go.
Skip that one.
A group of 12 or more cows is called a flink.
So a group of 12,
a flink of cows.
12 or more cowbell ringers are flinkers.
Is there flinkers? Hey, your flinker is on.
So if you have 11, you're just, you know.
Yeah, you're out. You're searching for that last clock.
Short one flink. Short one flink of a gaggle.
It's a flink. I mean, I never knew what a flink was, but apparently it's 12 or more cows.
Oh, that was one of our co-hosts, Flink Decker. Remember when he was here?
Back when we first started Fun Friday. Flink Decker.
Thank you.
Christy, thank you so much. I'll see you at the theater next weekend.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. We've got an underwriter to honor or two, and then we will be back with Catherine. So stay tuned. Homestead Resort is proud to support KPCW's Fun Friday. Winter Wonderland activities include sleigh rides, dog sledding, cross-country skiing, snowmobiling, and the geothermal crater. Simon's Restaurant is open nightly, serving home-style dinners. Homestead Resort in Midway, 435-654-1102, or homesteadresort.com.
Hi, this is Caleb Menge, longtime KPCW listener and architect at Elliott Work Group. Our design team offers complete architectural, interior, planning, and sustainable design services for historic, hospitality, mixed-use, and sports projects throughout Park City and the Mountain West. ElliottWorkGroup.com.
.com ends the sentence. Again.
You were in the .coms.
FunFriday.com. There is no FunFriday.com.
No, there isn't. There's just
Let's
fun
not do that.
And Friday.
Yeah. There's Facebook. And there's Fansters.
And we want to welcome all of them.
Oh, you got to go on the Facebook page and check out this picture. It's hysterical.
Yes.
And for those who
Free
may not
put it
know,
together for me.
The picture of Robin Thicke,
right?
That you do a little. Is it a spoofy song?
One of the creative team did rewrite some lyrics that I get to sing for a popular Robin Thicke song.
Yep, and we kind of altered the photo. Hence, go to the Facebook page for
and
Fun
see
Friday.
Johnny Thicke.
That's it.
All right. Well, moving right along, we're going to be educated right here by our education coordinator. So, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's Catherine, right? Catherine.
Yep, Catherine.
I know I scratched out Kathleen and wrote Catherine. So welcome from the Swanner Eco Center.
Yep.
Which is at the New Park Town Center Plaza. And things are good?
Things are going well.
Great. And what do you do generally throughout the year there?
Generally throughout the year, my job is all things education. Field trips, summer camps, adult education, fun large-scale events. Pretty much anything you can think of that has to do with kids, I do.
Wow. That keeps you busy.
It does. It keeps me running around.
Good.
Education wrangler. I think that's
education
what
wrangler?
Wrangling children's
wrangling
minds.
12 or more is a gaggle of kids. No,
you're stuck on
it's a flink.
A flink. Flinkers. We have
flinkers.
All right. So we're celebrating skiing, but we can also celebrate spring. It's a spring celebration. Is this an annual thing?
So it is. This is our third annual. We're partnered with Park City Moms, which is just a moms group here in Park City, and it is our spring celebration. So all things spring.
All things spring. And I will say, and I'll remind everybody, it's never next Saturday, not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
So we've
next
got some
Saturday,
time.
The 5th, from 2:30 to 5.
And I wanted to mention that because sometimes you need a little advance notice to fill out your little calendar. So this weekend, skiing, moguls, competition, and then next weekend you got all things that are spring. So write that down. What will I do with my kids next weekend? Here you go. So what is going on exactly?
So Spring Celebration, we are going to have a bunch of different activities. It's free, open to all ages. We're going to have an amazing bird show. A company called Earth Wings is bringing up some owls and some hawks. They're going to fly them. We'll have egg dyeing using natural materials, so beets and other things that you can think of that could dye eggs. Rock climbing will be open. Park City Moms will have bounce houses, face painting, photos with the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Basically, a bunch of different activities. We'll have Home Depot has generously donated soil and seeds and pots, so we'll have a planting activity so kids get to take home their plant for spring and watch it grow. So all sorts of fun things going on.
Well, that's great. What age range for kids?
So it's any age, actually. All the activities kind of fit any age. We'll have things for toddlers. We'll have things for preteens. All sorts of stuff going on.
Fun. Okay, so next Saturday, it's from 2:30 to 5, so you can get all your Saturday stuff done, and then you can take the kids over. Yeah. And is there a fee for this?
So some of the activities do have a fee, the bounce house, things like that, and it's pretty minimal.
Yeah.
But there are a bunch of free activities, the egg dyeing, all the
bring your own eggs,
things like that. Or not bring your own eggs. Yes. Eggs will be provided.
Nice.
So all sorts of stuff going on.
I love that. We used to color eggs all the time.
B-Y-O-E.
No, you don't even have to do that. So what about, I'm interested in that bird show.
The bird show.
Earth Wings, is that from Salt Lake?
So they are located down in Salt Lake. So the bird show will start at 3:30 and it'll be about half an hour, but he should be hanging around with the birds so you can go up, ask questions. If your kids are interested in birds or not interested but want to learn more about them, he'll be hanging out with the birds. They can meet them. I know one of his owls is named Bubo, and he's huge, really cool to see.
Wow. I think, if you see, again, if you see it up close and live, it's a lot different than on TV or
exactly.
A picture of it. So the little kids with the big eyes and animals, they love animals. So go check it out. Well, that'll be fun. Let's see. Story times, 3 and 4.
Yep. 3 and 4 will have two different spring themed books that are yet to be picked out. And we'll have a fun volunteer reading those books. So that should be a lot of fun, too.
Who gets to pick out the books?
I'm going
to
be picking out the books.
Yes.
Yeah,
so you're
right.
You're voraciously reading through all the children.
Yes, researching as many as I can. We have a pretty wide selection at the Eco Center. So.
No. And are they eco-themed books that these kids get to?
Yeah, one will probably be focused on recycling or composting,
okay.
And then something Earth Day themed, and the other will be spring themed.
It's springy.
So planting or plants growing or baby animals, something along those lines.
Oh, little bunnies.
Aww.
Not the chocolatey ones,
not
but that's
ones.
My world. But little bunnies, that's spring. I had spring fever since February. It's no secret anymore.
Right.
I'm ready
and
for this event.
It started, what, the 20th was your first day, so.
Oh, yeah, that was early, early, early. So, I'm sorry, when is Earth Day? I have to ask because I don't know when that
April.
Is.
Earth Day is April, I think it's the 20th or the 22nd.
Oh, okay.
It's that Tuesday.
That's a whole other
math and a calendar that they keep moving on me, so I still can't see it.
April, which day of the week did you
say? I think it's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Would be the 22nd.
The 22nd, all right.
April 22nd.
Tuesday after Easter.
So is that a big day for your group?
So usually we have two events, but because they're so close this year, we're just doing one. But yeah, it is always come check out the Eco Center. We'll have activities going on, things with repurposed materials for crafts, talking about recycling, composting, all sorts of stuff like that.
Crafts. I need a hobby.
I need something.
I need a hobby.
I need something to do with all this string.
All this time. I do. It's like everybody needs a hobby. Because otherwise, what do? Work and sleep and eat. You got to have a hobby.
Got to have a hobby.
You have a hobby. You're in a show.
I am.
And a cover of a magazine.
Yeah.
What's your hobby?
Thanks, Rita.
Rock climbing.
See?
Rock climbing.
Yeah. There you go.
And you got it right there at work for you.
I do. Lucky
just bust
me.
Away from the desk.
How does that work? Is it inside? Is it outside?
We have an indoor climbing wall. It's a wetland climbing wall. It's really cool. It starts down in the mud and you work your way up through the water and onto the shore, basically. It's a lot of fun. Kids
wait a minute. It. There's mud involved?
There's not actually mud.
Oh.
But it's mud. It's
like you're getting these kids wet and dirty and then allowing them to climb a wall?
Yes.
I mean,
and then sending them home.
And then, mom, here you go. And then showing them how to repurpose their clothes.
There you go. Don't get in the car. That'll be fun. I wasn't sure how it worked. Is that open all the time? Is it always there?
So it's on Saturdays. It's always there, but we're only open on Saturdays. And the typical fee is $5, and you get unlimited climbing. It'll be different during spring celebration. I think it's going to be $2 for 3 tries on the wall. So
that seems affordable and something different and something fun. What else have you got going on there? Generally speaking, if I got my little family and I go, let's go check it out. Let's go check out the
center.
So
we have an awesome exhibit hall with just a bunch of different hands-on displays to interact with. There's a beaver lodge that kids can walk through with a pretend beaver inside and a coyote den with little baby coyotes. So that's lots of fun. You can walk out on our deck and take a look around, see the changes in the seasons happening. Things are starting to grow back. Our sandhill cranes are coming back. We've already seen 2 pairs. So, and had some reports of other pairs that are back. You can walk on our interpretive trail, which is about a half-mile trail.
Interpretive trail.
Mm-hmm. So it's self-guided, but you get a little guide that goes with it, and it tells you about it. And that's kind of what interpretive means. It just comes with a guide. And
oh, okay.
Gives you background on the preserve and the animals
of what you're
there.
Looking at and what's
exactly.
out there. Fun. How long have you been with Swanner?
I have been working with Swanner for about a year full-time, but I also interned for 10 months starting in 2012. So
great. So you've been there for a while. Nice.
Yeah. Couple of years.
And in charge of kids and books. That's tough.
Kids and, books.
And she's made it, which is good.
All right, so this event is next Saturday. You don't need to make reservations or anything, or do you? You just show up?
You just show up, and we'll have all the materials there. So if you're a member of PC Moms, you can RSVP on their meetup group. But if you're not, that's totally fine. It's open to the public, so just bring yourself, your kids, and be ready to have some fun.
Have some spring fun. And Swanner's open every day?
Swanner right now is open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 4.
Okay.
And we'll be switching to our summer hours, which will be Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4, okay. in probably about a month.
But you can stop in these days and check out to see what
yep.
you have to offer.
Wednesday through Saturday, stop by anytime between 10 and 4, and you can explore the exhibit hall.
Well, there you go.
It's that simple, and it's a whole lot of fun. There's always a lot of events going on, so if you've got spring fever or if you want to be part of Earth Day, and take the kids out and have some fun.
All right, here's now you're going to have a fun fact for Friday so that you walk away smarter from our show.
Perfect.
This one is kind of funny. The Guinness Book of Records holds the record for being the book most stolen from public libraries.
Guinness Book.
The Guinness Book of Records has the world record for the number of times it has been stolen from public libraries.
How do you steal a book from a library?
Well,
you
check it out and then just
never
check
it back in.
Exactly.
Wow.
Or you can try to run through that because that thing
the little sensor thing
it'll sign
you just
off
run.
And you just book it.
I'm stealing a free book.
Yes.
Oh, people amaze me.
Oh, irony.
Okay, so tell us again the times and the place for next Saturday.
So it is Saturday, April 5th, from 2:30 to 5 at the Swanner Eco Center and the New Park Plaza.
Okay, thanks,
and Catherine.
Exit through the cookie door.
Through the
too.
Cookie door, banana right. nut. Brownie thingy that Jam brought in. Muffins,
yes,
thanks.
Exactly. I'm so glad you could make it in. Thanks. So people can just, I will encourage visitors just to stop by and check it out because it's something that Park City offers that it's
unique to us.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's very Park City. Thank you.
Thank you.
Foothill Oriental Rugs has been an underwriter on KPCW for over 20 years. I'm Jim Weber, owner, rug buyer, and Park City resident. As a direct importer since 1985, from traditional to contemporary to tribal, Foothill Oriental Rugs is Utah's complete rug source. Foothill Oriental Rugs is located 2 miles north of the mouth of the canyon in Salt Lake City at 1460 Foothill Drive.
And there you have it.
Wow.
I feel smarter already, and we still have some time.
And we still have some time to enjoy. Well, the Swanner Preserve's out by the restaurant, so they do some great events, and it's always fun to have that right in our backyard.
I think there's more out there than I think there is, which is great to have guests because there's always more going on. You walk, it's like, oh, maybe I'll actually go into there.
Check it out.
And have some fun and
bring the family. Fun. You know, these are great, you know, bonding activities for
bunnies and eggs. Who doesn't love to color eggs?
And the Easter bunny. I mean, I you got to get your picture taken with the Easter bunny.
Get your bunny on.
Now, I wonder how many of the scared photos of little children are with. I would be more scared of the bunny than Santa Claus. But I think if you were to go side by side with those horrified children. children pictures. Oh. Which one do you think wins? Do you think Santa Claus wins, or do you think the Easter Bunny pictures wins? Because I've seen them both. And if
maybe we can have our fans.
We can have our own. Post the most.
Santa versus Bunny. Evil Santa.
The great
bad
showdown.
Bunny.
The great showdown of pictures.
The great toddler scare off.
The toddler scare off. That's what it is here on Fun Friday. How can you psychologically scar your children by either putting them with the Easter Bunny or with really bad photos of Santa and the kids?
Well, let's see what happens.
I would be more scared of a giant rabbit, I think, than some old guy.
Some guy
who
busts into your house.
Okay, so now granted, there's that. Well, but the Easter Bunny just kind of. I guess he doesn't really bust into your house. He just kind of throws eggs all over your yard.
Look what that got for Justin Bieber. Yeah. It didn't work out well.
Did not work out
no,
well.
It didn't work. There are chocolate bunnies and there are chocolate Santas. So it's a toss-up.
We're doing the comparison right now?
Yes, we are right now. I want to see these pictures. So you're going to have to sign up. Thank you to our 115 Facebook fansters. So.
Yes, we've increased a couple since last week.
Yep. Young Riders is a youth mountain bike program. They're open for registration April 1st, since April 1st is coming up. It's weekly camps, seasonal programs. It's for kids ages 5 to 16 years old. You can go to youngriders.com for more information. As long as we're talking spring, to me, that's bicycles.
Right.
So I may not be the power rider like some employees here will go for 500 miles.
Wow.
Which is amazing to me.
500 miles.
Hundreds
just on a whim?
Of miles.
Okay.
Yeah, hundreds of miles. So I find that fascinating when I just kind of go around the block. So I can't
I'm
imagine
lucky if
it.
I can make it to, yeah.
So
the,
get
the corner.
Young riders.
I told
there.
You that story. Oh. If not even be my whole brilliant idea of going on the rail trail one time of taking this car and I didn't make it past the corner.
Ouch. See, that, I had the license plates in the back and the cards, and that was it. Did not do hundreds of miles. Park City Lacrosse presents the 2014 Legends of Lacrosse Clinic and Skills Challenge on Saturday afternoon, March 29th. That's
so
at
tomorrow,
Basin Rec Fieldhouse.
Basin Rec Learn Lacrosse?
Yeah, clinics.
I have no clue how to play lacrosse.
No, it's for kids grades 1 through 12, so you may not qualify and still will not know how to play. But you can go.
I don't qualify.
No, attendees must pre-register. So today, go to parkcitylacrosse.org and check that out.
And register.
Now the spring things are happening. Sailing. Registration for summer sailing camp with Park City is now open at sailpc.org, and that's for kids. So all the summer camps and spring things to do are
starting
out
to come
there.
Together.
Sailing, mountain biking, lacrosse, all the stuff. I didn't do that. We kind of just played.
Yes.
Croquet, I think, was a big one.
We did the summer camp thing.
Did
we
you?
We would go to day camps during the summer. Dacoma Day Camp was one of them, and then went off to Culver in Indiana. That was fun. That was kind of more of an overnight type camp. And then we went to overnight camps, too.
Oh,
and there's so many activities. But that's the fun thing about here in Park City is that you've got all of these activities, and then you get to come home and enjoy your own bed, as opposed
there you
to,
go.
Say, a cabin.
My own bed. Yeah, croquet, volleyball, that was big. Next Saturday, also, the Park City Olympic and Paralympic Homecoming Parade and Celebration.
Ah, this
next
is big.
Next Saturday.
Big time.
I'm telling you, it's from 1 to 5 next Saturday. Where is it?
Main Street.
Beautiful Park City's historic Main Street.
Main Street it is, starting at 1 o'clock. I'm sure starting people will be lining up by 11 or 12.
Okay, so note to Saturday DJs, come early and park early. And the community is invited. It's a whole parade route, and that's next Saturday. And I know that you can go to kpcw.org and get information on that because that's where I got
that's
all this.
Nice.
But I'm going to keep it handy.
How many? We've got
them.
A lot of athletes. We got a lot of these athletes coming. Did they list
20.
Who's coming?
Well, it says over 20 Olympians are expected to participate. Billy, Eric, Sarah, Taylor, Maria, you know, all your neighbors.
All your big
Lindsay,
guys.
Lindsay, Brad, there you go. So a lot of stuff going on. The parade will, let's see, Townlift Plaza, bottom of Main Street, Olympians, Paralympians. So check that out next week, Saturday, 1 to 5.
There's music
Main
involved,
Street.
Too, I think.
I'm sure there's always music. Fun, frivolity.
Fun will be had by all.
Fun will be had by all.
By the we scored 14th in the, so the just the Park City athletes would have been 14th in the overall medal count.
Wow. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
We learned that
athletes.
Last week while you were on vacation.
Oh, see, I missed out on that. But I did do a little research as to why most of these crazy criminals we find are from Florida.
Oh, you did?
Yes. That was my research. So it wasn't just a fun spring break.
You went and did. We said you were on assignment in Florida.
It truly was an assignment because I think, right, tax guy, I can write this off now.
Of course.
I can write off my trip. I think it's the human.
See, data. You went and interviewed some precinct captains to find out why they're.
Why are there so many idiots in Florida? Crazy criminals. Florida.
Do we have any for this week?
What
I'm trying to see if they're from Florida. No, one, I got a local boy from Davis County, Utah, New Jersey,
locals.
And Pennsylvania.
Great, some new blood out there.
Yes. I didn't get any Florida criminals this week.
Okay, so for all the fun things to do for today, this weekend, and the upcoming week, because it's a whole turn of the calendar and turn of the seasons, kpcw.org. So who are our zany criminals?
Our idiots this week, they weren't as crazy as possible.
Kind of calm.
Let's see. We have...
They were on their best behavior?
They were okay. The ex-con who... This guy just seems like an idiot to me. There's an ex-con who robbed the exact same shoe store that got him 15 years in jail. So Tom Rivers in New Jersey. Tom Rivers, New Jersey. Policemen say that a guy that just completed a 15-year prison term for robbing a New Jersey shoe store went back there the day after his release and committed the exact same crime. I mean, talk about an idiot. He had just done 15 years for robbing this shoe store. I mean, was it...
It's the same employees,
I wish we could interview some of these people and ask some key questions like, why would you hit the same shoe store 15 years later?
It was the same woman working at the shoe store and she recognized him when he came in.
Yep, and he got away with... They wouldn't take the money out of the register, so he took the register. He ended up stealing $300. He's going back to jail for $389.
It's his new home.
I guess he
didn't want to leave.
Yeah, whatever he wanted, he didn't get it because they tracked him down right away.
He is back. How uncomfortable are his shoes?
Yes, those are not some shoes I want to be standing in.
No.
All right, I'll save this guy for the end one. Davis County guy. This was just ironic that local Christopher Reeves is this guy's name, who was, of course, wearing a Superman T-shirt.
When in Rome.
It's, not to be confused with Christopher Reeve, who was the actor who played the original Superman.
He was the real Superman.
So this guy, Christopher Reeves, thought he was Superman, but it probably had something to do with the 52 grams of methamphetamines that he had in his car when being pulled over. So Davis County Sheriff pulled him over wearing a Superman T-shirt and caught him for speeding on Tuesday, and then he failed. He failed a sobriety test.
He wasn't driving too slow.
They then found paraphernalia and a baseball-sized bag of meth. So he is now spending some time in the Davis County Jail.
Wow.
So that's our local idiot.
Superman.
And then we have this guy. Now, I don't know what he was thinking. The burglary suspects he's flirting with the bartender, and that ends his first date. So Kevin Quintella, 31, of Burlingame, is accused of burglarizing a Curry Up Now, a restaurant on the block in San Mateo, California. And he was caught in the act by employees in the early hours Saturday morning, but fled the scene before police could arrive. Well, one of the things that he did was he flirted with the bartender before leaving the bar and gave the bartender his number and said, hey, we should hang out sometime.
Yeah.
And then went and took a bunch of stuff. Even this girl's, he actually took this girl's slippers out of the walk-in along with like TVs and all sorts of equipment and stuff. So what did the cops do? She told him that she recognized him, gave him his number. So the cops call this guy and say, hey, let's go on a date, pretending to be the girl that he had given the number to. And when he showed up, his date ended in some handcuffs. So flirting with the bartender at the bar you're about to rob, you probably don't want to give her your number, especially if you show up as somebody that is a suspect in
That is
stealing.
Pretty good.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a good one.
Yep.
He may have to go into the criminal of the year.
The archive of criminals of the year. Thanks to our stupid criminals for making the end of the show fun, and thanks to our sponsors for making the show. So we have Zermatt Resort and Spa, Homestead Resort, Foothill Oriental Rugs, Wasatch Pub, Squatters Pub and Brewery, San Francisco Design, and Prudential Real Estate.
Fabulous. Thanks very much. That was fun. And thank you to Catherine for popping in. That was a good time. And Carrie was here. So thanks to our guests. We'll have more fun next week. Again, all the stuff is at kpcw.org. Check it out. Thanks. This is KPCW Park City. Enjoy the weekend. If you need a note, call me.
Have fun.